Welcome back, guys. Today is June 2nd, Monday. I mean, for some of y'all, it's the beginning of the month. I mean, if it was June 1st, like yesterday, Sunday, would have been sending you guys the first of the month by Bone Thugs and Harmony. So, I want to say thank you guys very much for all the support, everybody. All the support from all the friends and familia out there. Thank you guys for everything. Thank you guys so much. I mean, if you see the title says 360, right? Well, guys, we made it over 360 views. And, hey, I'm super excited. Numbers are going through. Hey, we're growing. We're getting somewhere. And that's part of progress. So super stoked on that. And so wanted to go over a couple of things today for this episode. It's going to be short. I'm going to keep it short for you guys. Because I'm working on bigger projects right now at the moment. But don't worry. I'm going to keep this episode good. So stay tuned. For all you folks that need to go grab your coffee. Hey. Also, shout out to all my folks in the night shift crew. Alright. I didn't want to leave you guys out there. Because I have noticed it. After I dropped the episode at midnight, hey, my night shift crew be listening. So for all my night shift folks out there listening, thank you guys for your support. Because trust me, I see the numbers in the morning and it blows my mind to see, hey, X amount of people already saw your episode and you just dropped it at midnight. And I'm up at the devil's hour, about 3 in the morning. And that's my daily routine, is usually about 3:30 in the morning. Got to get up. Got to take my son out, my first son. Got to take Oso out to do his duties. Except, you know, duties are more like fucking just go out there and start barking at 3:30 in the morning. Ain't nobody want to hear his fucking ass bark. Hell no. Imagine you sleeping. I'm like, what the hell? No. So, enough is enough. I mean, I'm tired, but that's when my day starts. There ain't no going back into bed for 5 minutes snoozing. I'm up. That's it. So, thank you guys for the night crew that listens right away. Thank you guys. But 360, shit, you know, kind of want to give myself a round of applause for that. Would have never thought that this would actually take off, guys. So, well, stay tuned for some good stuff today. So let's talk about the couple things today. So wanted to talk about my trip I made recently. Want to say Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. So me and my boy, Tim, we went up north. You know, mission top secret, destination unknown. That's all I'm going to tell you guys. Because, A, I'm not going to get in trouble. No, sir. You think I'm dumb? Nah. 21. You're right. 9 plus 10. 21. So, there we are on the mission top secret, destination unknown, going up north, traveling quite a good distance. So, my day started Tuesday morning, about 2 a.m., guys. 2 a.m. I'm just like, damn, let's rock and roll. So, I take off. At my place. Want to say about no later than like 2:35, I was out the door because I had to head over to Oceanside. So for me, where I'm at, I'm about a 45-minute drive out there, 45-minute drive, give or take. Going the speed limit, guys. Not speeding. So there I go. I had to get to Oceanside to get my pop's apartment. He let me borrow his 99 Taco, the Tacoma, like I spoke to you guys, the single cab. And me being me, I was stoked. I was so fucking excited, like a kid in a candy store. You know, it's like, for me, it was the joy of having the single cab. Well, not even the single cab, but having a truck, just a truck bed so I can put my fucking tools in. Even having a camper in it, you know, this two-tone camper, but I love it. Not talking shit. Red camper, looks like a ladybug, kind of looks like the truck from Toy Stories. Yeah, Yeah, the what was it? Was that pizza truck? You know what I'm talking about. But anyways, so I get to my pop's house. Ooh, want to say about 3:30 in the morning. And I start unloading the tools for my Camry. Start loading it up in the taco. Park my car in the parking spot the taco was. You know, in the whole 9 yards, the whole swap. So there I go. And because I believe I told Tim we were gonna meet up at. Ooh, Lord. Want to say about no later than 4 a.m. So I get there about 3:55. And because he's only a few minutes away. No, I'm not going to say where, but a few minutes. And I get there to his house, load everything up. Cool thing about the truck, though, I mean, hey, for what it is, it held three ladders. One 4 footer, a 6 footer, and the extension collapsible one that's pretty nice. Be surprised. It held all that, held my pack out, my full pack out, stack out. Shout out to Milwaukee. Great tools. And all of my homies' tools too as well, all of Tim's tools. So it was nice. Fucking took everything. And plus our bags for our clothes, because we might have maybe. We were gonna plan to stay up there. Not plan, it might have been in the plan to stay up there if the mission would have been completed. But things change, guys, and it's okay. You gotta know how to adapt and overcome, right? Can't be mad about it. It is what it is. So we get there. Travel all the way up to the school. Yeah. So it's a job I was out there doing. It was cool. School. That's all I can say, you know. I'm not gonna say much what it is. But I get there, right? And y'all wondering what the hell is he doing at school? Oh no, I'm doing camera installs. Relax, guys. Don't get too crazy. So I'm doing camera installs and more like walking the job, I guess. Not I guess, it's more walking the job. So I'm walking the job, right? And I meet the principal. Cool people. Cool people, respect. But it gets wild when you start, you know, you, how do I say this? Okay, so catch this. I'm going to my truck, right? Gonna go pick up the ladder because I needed to check something real fast, certain area. So I'm going, and I believe it was some teachers, right? Hey, and I'm not here to disrespect nobody. You do you. But I help me understand, please. But there was a child that I believe she was a puppy. In the most polite way to say this, she tripped me the fuck out. Anyways, teachers even acknowledged it. Talking about, oh, you're doing good off your leash. Oh, you're doing better in potty training. I'm like, huh? What the fuck did you just say? But also, I can't be just fucking snapping my neck and looking and being like, being nosy as fuck, right? Because A, rude. B, you know what? I don't even know what to say. I was just fucking flabbergasted. Word of the fucking millennial. Flabbergasted, right? Speechless. So I was speechless on this shit. And I swear what felt like 10 days was only about 5 seconds that I heard, and that was all I needed to and wish I never did hear. But whatever, that shit was crazy. But cool. It was cool. Whatever. Fast forward. And wanted to roll into 360, right? 360 quick scope, no scope for all you Call of Duty fans. You know what the fuck is up. But this ain't that. So 360, guys. It means a lot. But, you know, the number 360. Because 360 also makes a complete circle, like a complete loop, right? Just like life. Life does a 360. You start from birth. And you work your way around the clock. Toddler. And then you become an adolescent or a kid, and then a teenager, and then an adult, and then a senior, and then the cycle just keeps going. It repeats. Some believe in reincarnation, some don't. To each their own. It is what it is. But it's cool to see that, you know, 360. So for me, 360 is knowing that you know, you continue to good you continue to be in good spirits, you continue to do good, you continue to be a good person in general. That 360 will forever keep going. You keep rolling that ball. You keep it in motion, you know, like Newton's Isaac Newton's law, you know, what stays in motion or is in motion, stays in motion, and bullshit, you know, physics, that shit. Well, keep the shit rolling. So you believe in it, you manifest it, right? So 360, let's make it happen. Let's want this to basically at one point get to it where we're all sitting here. For all the fans that just started listening, or all the fans that have been listening, it's like, shit, look at that. Started from nothing, and now it's just one big loop. And the whole goal is to put people's voices out there, put your voice out there. I mean, how many of you guys can say that you've heard your own voice out there around the world, even around the loop? Right? I mean, I know a lot of you guys can agree. And the idea is fascinating. You get nervous about it, but we all do. I do. But that's the point of life because things. The day will continue. The day will continue whether you're here or not. And and as sad as it is, the show will continue. So, live every day to the fullest. Enjoy it. Be positive. You know, and remember, guys, the same message I ask everybody. If you had one thing you can say to the world, or a message you can say to the world, what would it be? Mine, for you guys. And I mean, it'll change over time. But for now, be good. Be good to yourself. And be good to others. So, make sure you know you continue to stay on that train. But dogs, kids, shapeshifters, etc., right? Well, that shit was fucking weird. But let's roll into some fucking sick shit, right? So, here's a sneak peek for everybody. But I am in at the moment. Doing a collaboration with, drum roll please, Hood One. And for all y'all that wonder who the fuck that is, it's my brother. The one and only, the man that was on the last episode. That's right. So, he's a media production company and a film company and everything. But he does this little clothing on the side, and it's really sick. It's really sick. So, I wanted to collaborate with them and start this project, which the project, the very first project, it's called a Friends and Familia edition, which means, if you guys understand, it's only for friends and family. So only friends and family can get this shirt. Yeah. It isn't for everybody. But don't worry, guys. For the folks that do want to purchase a shirt, I'm working on that. I'm, you know, still working on the prototype behind it and working on that, guys. But I will make one for everybody out there. You know, the shirts will be out there and it'll range from colors to sizes. You know, I'll do it from, I guess, extra small all the way to 3, 4X. And, you know, 5X if I got to make it happen, you know. I'm not here to judge. So, the whole process behind it was, it's a lot of work. And it's crazy when you really get into that creative work zone, that creator's bench, right? So, you know, I'm like focused in and I was had the opportunity to go over to my brother's house, which was really nice. So I went over and He was showing me the screen print that he actually did. He's doing a little bit of screen printing, which is really dope. And you know, I appreciate you, brother, for introducing me about the screen printing and just giving more information on it. You know, it's a different way to put it versus just I guess heat pressing it or ironing it on. It's a little different method, but it should last longer. So the whole goal was to do that. But the hardest part, guys, is when you, I guess, you're making a shirt for the friends and family edition, you start thinking of the friends and family. And for me, guys, I'm doing, my friends and family are the folks that actually helped contribute to me getting to where I'm at today. So this isn't just, oh, because you're my homie, you think you're gonna get a fucking shirt. You're not entitled to shit. So, sorry, guys, you're not. But if you like to purchase a shirt and you're one of my friends, A, $20 up to XL. After that, 25 and up. Because they're fucking handmade. And if you don't like it, oh well, too bad. So sad. Not gonna hurt my feelings. But the shirts look pretty fucking rad. So anyways, going back to the story. And so picking out the color was hard. But I'm not gonna say the color because I mean, I don't wanna give it away to the friends and family shirt. So stay tuned for that color. But originally I wanted to go with like a somewhere in the gray family. But when it comes to getting all the sizes, you can't just have a small, medium, large, and then XL, 1XL, but you need like 4XLs or 7XLs. And you can't do that and then have a different shade, you know, of gray. It's just not gonna make sense. It won't. So, you know, you gotta be fair. You gotta make sure that you keep all the colors the same. You know, uniformity is key. So, thanks, Johnny, for taking me out to the store, and for you guys wondering where I'm not gonna gatekeep shit. Actually, like I promise, I'm gonna hold my word down. But for you guys that are out there in the Valley of Oceanside, check out California Clothing Style Company or clothing store. They're in the valley. Originally, they're right next to the Little Caesars. It's close by. Killer Pizza from Mars in Oceanside. If you guys type that in, it's pretty fucking close to there. Or just type in California Clothing Style. Literally, it'll take you to the spot in Oceanside in the valley. Shout out to them. You guys are fucking great. Thank you guys for having the shirts. Great quality. Hey, great service. You guys are fucking fantastic. And also, didn't forget, you guys also have your additional shop that is just up the hill, up in Mission in Oceanside. So just up the road, you guys check them out too. It's the same, or their brother shop. It's the same shop, and it's shop number two basically. And they have some wicked ass designs, really great shirts. And you know, for all you OGs out there, they got the nice fucking clothes out there to keep you firm, you know what I'm saying? Keep you fresh, keep you fly, my boy. And for all the women out there, you know, keep you fresh too. They got all the fresh shit out there. It's pretty sick. So had the opportunity to pick out the color, and that was nice. And then it had to come down to picking out the ink color, and that was cool. That was the shit. Ink colors, there's a lot. There's a lot. But do you guys ever wonder, like, okay, you pick a color, but then it comes down to picking a size. Picking how big do you want the logo? Do you want a front and back? How do you want to do this? You know, there's so many options to it. There really, really is. And you know, it can get overwhelming if you start overthinking it. So try not to. Try to keep it simple and work from there. So that was fun. Spent I want to say about solid two hours doing that with my brother. But before that, I want to talk to you guys about my little doggo, so my little first son. Give you guys an update on him. He's about to turn 6 months on the 11th of this month, you guys. So he's gonna be turning 6 months. It's crazy. But before I actually got to my brother's house, I had to stop by the bank. Shout out to Navy Fed, great bank. stop by and eat fed, do my business. And so I was trying to buy some time, and I was like, well, fuck it, I'm going to go to Petco, because it's right next door. So I took Oso, tried to put him in the basket, and he was acting dumb as hell. I don't know why. You could just get in the fucking cart, dude. It was not that hard. But anyways, got him in. He settled in, and it was cool. We walked in, strolled him in. So it was time to pick him a harness. He had a collar. He has a collar. He has a nice collar. But he needed a real harness. And I had one for him when he was a puppy. Puppy. I'm talking about like a couple weeks. And obviously he outgrew it. So, oh well. I had to save my money up. So I finally got him one. And I gave him options. I mean, he had colors from like green, black, blue. There was one more color, guys. But anyways, out of all the three colors that I showed him, I mean, he picked the blue one, which was cool. So then, blue harness, got to match it with a blue leash, right? Got this nice blue leash, so it was cool. It worked out really nice. So I told him, I said, good job, Oso. I'm going to get you a treat. A toy. Pick a toy. Any toys, right? So we're going through the aisles of the toys. And it's really cool to see a dog actually kind of like pick. So I don't know, man, if you guys do that, but it's cool. If you get the opportunity, you know, love your dog. So he picked his duck. I swear, he's in love with that fucking thing. And it was cool. Dropped about 86 buckaroos on this fuckhead. You see, man, he's pretty fucking pricey, but hey, he's happy now. And every penny is worth it. And I'm not, you know, can never say anything's a waste of money. It's an investment. Unless it's a waste, unless you're being a dipshit or a dumb shit, then yeah, it's a fucking waste of money. So don't do that. And, so wanted to roll into after, should have talked about the dog first, and then hanging out with my brother, working on the shirt, the whole Friends of Familia edition. So be on the lookout, guys, for that. It'll be out in a few days, few weeks, who knows, few years, I don't know. It'll be around the block, around the loop. Stay tuned. But want to fast forward. So then I got to go over to my homie Tim's house. And it's been a minute. It's been a minute since we actually got to spend some time outside of work. We spent plenty of time at work. Plenty. But outside of work, not really. So I was really thankful he had the opportunity. And before I jump forward, thank you, brother. Also, for letting me bring my dog over, my son over to you guys' house. So, shout out to you guys. Also, shout out to Tim and your guys' family as well, and your grandma and your wife. Thank you guys for letting me bring my first son over. I know he is a lot, but I guess he was on his best behavior, which is kind of radical, because I was like, what the fuck? This ain't my dog, but it is. Yeah, definitely was my dog. And so, went over to Tim's, and it was cool. We made a trip to Michael's to pick up some art supply. And they have this cutter. Or his parents have this cutter called the Cricut, I believe. That's the name of the device. Super badass. So we went out, got some vinyl colors out on Michael's. I got, I think it was white and black. Matte was my choice. That's what I like. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of gloss, so anything matte, usually, like, I have an eye for it, like, ooh, that's nice. I'll say that real fast. So I went over to Tim's, went to Michael's, got the colors, and dropped a good penny on that, because you gotta get the vinyl color and then the transfer tape or the transfer sheet as well. So anyways, and thank you, Tim, so much for taking your time. For everything, from helping me set everything up to actually helping me like piece it together to making the first decal. So it went from, we were going to make a shirt together, but I made the screen prints with my brother. So A, it was awesome. We were able to actually push forward and even make window decals. So for y'all folks that are actually curious about window decals, I'm actually making some. They are handmade and homemade, so it does take a second to pick out the fucking details, attention to details in there. But hey, it's all worth it. It's fun. I don't know. I kind of find a little joy and peace into it. Kind of soothing. But thank you. Thank you, Tim, for all the help, man. Really. Really, really do appreciate it. And honestly, shout out to his wife too for helping out, for taking care of also when we were out too. So thanks for that. And also, actually, since you guys are we're on this same topic about Tim, shout out to his dad. If you guys are in the business or looking for, depending on what you guys are looking for, because there's two options. But we have, I believe it's, let's see, I want to say it's Keegan's Designs is the is was one of his companies, and the other one is called Chuck's Gold Plating and Metal Polishing. So for y'all folks that are interested in the gold plating metal polishing, he does that. Fucking professional on it. Really, really great. I've seen his work. It's fucking awesome. But also the Keegan's Designs, you guys reach out to him. Does laser engravings and wood graving too. Pretty badass stuff. So would be a great gift for your folks out there that are, looking for a birthday gift, a Father's Day gift. Just saying. And then you guys, hit him up where you guys find him. Say that Around the Loop sent y'all. And that's about it. Nothing crazy. There ain't no discount with it. Support the business, support the family. So moving forward. So we made the decals. Me and Tim made the decals, or he actually printed them out. I kind of just fucking did all the little fine, taking off the little stickers and shit, and kind of fine-tuning it so it looks the way it did. I thought that the matte black would look great on the windows on people that have no tint on their windows. Well, a little did I know, it was kind of dumb. It doesn't. It looks dumb anyways. So you need the white. So I was like, well, shit. So, but no worry, no worry, no worry. I actually took the black, matte black one, and I put it on my trunk of my car, and it's actually on the trunk of my car in the back. See, if you guys are out there in Oceanside, Los Angeles, or wherever, you'll know it's me. You'll know it's me. Be on the lookout for the decal. It's on there. You guys will know. And yeah, don't be afraid to even approach and say hi, what's up, or I'm love to meet people. Even just to the security that I made in downtown LA, like that was a fucking honor. And that was super sick. So don't be afraid, guys. I'm a pretty cool person for the most part. And for the other part, I mean, I guess awkward, but it is what it is, to each their own. But it's cool. It's cool. So decals were made. I got a couple and give them out to a few friends and family. But also, when I was out there, I made my first YouTube short. And I know to a lot of you guys, YouTube short, you ask, what is that? I mean, is that a TikTok? No, it's not a fucking TikTok. It's a YouTube short. Pretty much the same thing as a motherfucking TikTok, right? Same thing. But it's on YouTube, which is cool. I mean, it's a way to put yourself out there, to promote yourself, promote your business, and et cetera. So I've never made one. And actually, if you guys are out there, go on YouTube and type in Around the Loop Podcast, and you'll see the short right there. I made it. It's actually the process of the window decal, from like the loading it on the computer file and everything, to actually printing it, to cutting it out. And it's actually, thank you, Tim, for supporting it, putting it on the back of your car as well. So now we got matching decals. And also shout out to Kylie as well. He has one on the back of his truck, but he actually has it on his window. And neat thing is, transfer tape held well, the sticker held well, or the vinyl sticker held well, because we went through a car wash and it was there perfectly fine. So that was fucking awesome, guys. It really was. And so hey, it's a start. I got two little YouTube shorts. It's a fucking start. But I wanted to talk about breakfast this morning. So no, not this morning. Oh, silly, silly me, silly goose. Breakfast Sunday morning with my love bug and Kylie. So I'm with my love bug, right? And ordered a coffee and a water. So I'm drinking my coffee, and I usually like to put a lot of creamer in my coffee, but there's these little creamer cup shots, And I mean, I don't know if you guys were, but I was a bad fucking child growing up. And by bad, I mean, like, I don't think maybe all there was the right word for it. Like, I would grab, okay, I'm all self-snitch myself out there. But we used to go to AM/PM, right? And you'd have all those little fucking coffee cups, the little creamers. So I would fucking take them and I would start drinking them like they were shots, guys. Like, I don't know. I was weird as fuck. But I mean, I guess that wasn't real cream because it's not real milk. So it didn't hurt my stomach. And that's, I guess, before the early signs of knowing that I was kind of lactose. Yeah, badass little kid fucking doing creamer shots. How crazy. I was getting lit. AM/PM style. So, creamer. Anyways, so I put a couple creamers in, and then I grabbed the sugar packets. I put two sugar packets in first, but it looked like a lot at the first, but it wasn't. So I started stirring the cup. I was like, "Fuck, it's still bitter." And I put one more in. So my love bug's like, "Hey, you need to chill out with the sugar. That's too much." And I said, "Well, baby, I'm not trying to be out here, looking like feeling like I'm sucking on a fucking coffee bean." And for all you folks I've been out there, if you have not sucked on a coffee bean yet, you're in for a fucking surprise. Did I convince you to go suck a coffee bean? I hope fucking not. Don't, do not go out there. Do not go to Stater Brothers specifically or Winko specifically and, start chewing on fucking coffee beans. Don't do that. It ain't gonna get you far. So, the coffee, we're drinking coffee anyway, so we're having a good time. And, we were talking about funny stories, right? Reminiscing of the past. And Kylie brought up this funny story about Caca Mountain. So my girl was acting like, my lady was like, "What the fuck is that?" And he's like, "Well, you know what it is." And apparently there was a thing back in the day called Caca Mountain. Yeah, well, don't ask what the fuck it means because it is Caca Mountain, shit mountain, right? Well, don't ask what's in there. So, shit. So, it's pretty self-explanatory, guys. But anyways, so I couldn't. I was just thrown off that he said Caca Mountain, and I could not stop myself from laughing. So, he said they would play in it when they were kids, and I'm like, well, that's funny because I also have a funny story. That is a reminiscent of when I was a kid with my pops brought me and my brother Jonathan out to work with him one day, and I remember we were on Pendleton. I don't remember age wise, but we were young. We were pretty fucking young, and my dad was a truck driver. He did the septic tanks. He was cleaning septic tanks and shit, so we were in the back of the chow hall. The dining area beats me. Area, I don't fucking remember. I was a kid. Beats me. But I know we were on base. And my dad never said anything about the pressure washer gun at all. And he didn't say, "Hey, don't point it at the ground where the manhole is open and there's fucking shit to the brim." He also didn't say, "Hey, do it," which that was on me. So me and my brother Johnny are just standing there, right, hovering above the fucking manhole trap. It's open. It smells like shit. It's actually probably about an inch away from overflowing. And that shit was nuts at the time when that happened many years ago. So I was being stupid, and me and my brother looking at it, and we're like, "Well, what happens if we shoot it, right?" Well, wrong. Biggest fucking mistake of my life. So we shoot the fucking manhole where all the shit was, and shit flies up in the fucking air. Well, if Kylie said Caca Mountain, we had fucking caca showers because literally it fucking rained shit on us. So that was fun. And my dad, I mean, we were terrified because that kind of scared us. And my dad died of fucking laughter. Not only because his boys are covered in fucking shit and we smell like shit. Smell like grease traps and shit, but it was a funny time playing around and shit, right? So good time to reminisce. But that's talking about shit stories, and also special shout out to my old high school buddy Jordan. You're doing a really good job, man. Super proud to see how far you've gotten, especially with the YouTube career that you're taking off now. Just saw your video the other day you did with Kevin Hart. I think that's the definition of making it, homie. So congratulations. And reminiscing, shout out to the times that we worked at the Del Mar Fair together. That was fun in the summer of that. And talking about the fair, guys, hey, the fair's coming right around the corner. June 12th, just in a couple of days, guys. It's gonna open up for a fucking month, and go out there, enjoy it. Check it out. I mean, but hey, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Some people don't even fuck with it. I do. I mean, I like going out there just looking around. It's cool. Just get the fuck out of the house. We work so fucking hard. It's just go out there and unwind and enjoy. But don't be dumb and buy stupid shit off those vendors that, you know, oh, well, if you buy it now for 120, whoop-de-woo, and then you find out that the fucking Amazon vibrator massage gun thing you got for your back just fucking blows. And it's like $80, so you just got ripped off. But anyways, great, great times. Great times. So, want to let you guys know, I didn't do it on the Memorial Day episode, but I'm going to do it on this one and for the others to come. But like I said, in every single episode, and I continue to do this, I'm not promoting this, guys. I'm not telling you guys to do this. Hey, if you happen to consume cannabis, do it at the age of above 21, legally. Yeah, and do it in a controlled environment. Do not be doing it while you're driving. Definitely not around anybody else that does not need to be around it, especially kids. Don't smoke around kids. Don't be a fucking lame. Don't do that shit. Also, don't smoke around, you know, be respectful. Be respectful. For all you folks say, oh, well, fucking California, you can smoke wherever. Yeah. Well, fuck you, dude. Honestly, have some respect. Have some respect for the folks out there. You know, if you gotta go hide away in the fucking sewer or something, sewer line, or crawl in somebody's booty cheeks, by all means, you know, do that. But have some respect for the folks around you. You know? You don't see fucking crackheads smoking crack in the park, out in the public, in front of a bunch of kids. You know, those folks, at least they go tuck themselves away. So respect to them. But fast forward to it. So now that we're entering this, he gave you guys the viewer's discretion, his advice, message. Let's roll into it. So for all you folks out there, you out there in a new spot, you traveling to go see your friend, you're gonna go travel to see your lady friend, your man friend, however you rock and roll, and you out there want to get a good smoke, a good edible. Let's say, for you know, you got about to go out there and go see a Cirque du Soleil show or something, and you can't smoke, but you want to get a good ass edible because you're already fucking tripping off of the shit that you already seen. Well, say less. Head over to Weed Maps on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and download Weed Maps. Make yourself an account for all the folks that are out there, age of 21 and up. For some places, it's 18 and up, but you have to get a doctor's note, whoop-de-woo, that's on you. For most places and most states that it is legal, it is 21 and up. And while you're out there, and you're around the area, and you happen to be in SoCal, say around Vista, Esco, San Marcos, Oceanside, Carlsbad, make yourself down to Off the Charts. Now, Off the Charts, located in Vista. Best place ever. Great deals. Deals on the weekly. Check Weed Maps for the weekly deals. They got sales from time to time. And even returning patient deals and first-time patient deals. Make sure you guys show them the Weed Maps, because that's what I'm saying is so much for you guys. Hint, hint. Show the Weed Maps at Off the Charts and get a discount. Thank me later. Or just thank yourself. That's what I would have done. Thank yourself. So, now that we're thinking about, you know, thank myself. Well, shit. Want to talk about the strain of the motherfucking week, guys. Strain of the week is Space Station OG. And that shit is brought to you by the beloved Raw Garden. And like, hey, we stay on that shit because it's good. Raw Garden is good. Now, Raw Garden, if you want to do a collaboration, I'll do it for free. Be awesome. Just to even fucking get to meet you guys would be sick. But today's strain of the week is Space Station OG, which is GG4. And GG is not the dog. It's not a good game. It's a Gorilla Glue 4 and Leroy OG, not Jenkins, and Sweeties. All right? Those are the three. It's a three-way fucking trayway type of shit, right? but it's indica. It's really good, guys. Now, if you're trying to, you know, what it tastes like? Well, it's gas. It's sugary. And earthy. You know, got that earthy ass fucking taste. So it's that real good shit, man. And be careful, y'all. Mix honest review on it. It's great. It's great. It really does help with the pains, especially the pains I was dealing with while driving to the Mission Top Secret Destination Unknown, aka school. Thanks, Dad, for letting me borrow the truck up there. You know, single cab to taco is great for in the city for an hour drive, but when you go past the hour and a half drive and you still got some ways to go, it hurts your back because the seat doesn't lean back. You can only slide it. So that was unfortunate. But other than that, truck, magnificent. Thank you so much for letting me borrow that. Very, very blessed. But, with the strain of the week, with that Space Station OG, it helps with the back pain for me. My back is swollen, but it helps. It helps. So, for all you folks out there, oh, and also, don't fucking rip that shit, too. You rip it, be also me, like today, bobbing for fucking cocks. And I don't do that, like, for real. It's a term they say in the military, bobbing for cocks, when you're falling asleep, right? And it happens when you're fighting it. Just fucking go to sleep. Stop being stupid. Just go to sleep. But if you're the one that's driving and you're bobbing for cock, pull the fuck over and go to sleep. Something when you can't safely. Because if not, then you're gonna fucking kill yourself. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it at all. So that was the strain of the week, guys. You know, and I honestly say anything raw garden is fucking great. It really is. So songs or songs of the week. I'm going to start doing this new thing at the end of the podcast episode. So that's how we know for you guys. It's kind of the cue that we're going to start rolling it up. You know, rolling it up for the episode. So song or songs of the week. Well, song of the week for today. For Monday, for all y'all out there, I'm going to put the link out. Link will be in the description. So if you guys, you know, don't understand what the fuck I'm saying, don't worry. Just click on it. I'll take you to the Apple link. Pretty nice, right, guys? Sick. So song of the week. Song of the week. Drum roll, please. Let's see. Song of the week is Dancing in the Sky by Sam Barber. It's a country song, guys. Really good fucking song. Sounds great. I don't know. Just check it out, guys. If I could play it, I would. But I ain't trying to get no copyright strike. Trying to do things the right way. So, like I said, thank you guys for listening to today's episode, Monday episode. And for you guys that are out there, I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you have a happy Monday. I hope your week is full of joy, positive energy. And remember, be good to yourself, but be good to others. Because 360, guys, what comes around goes around. So as long as you being good, that shit will return back to you guys. And I'll keep you guys updated with the numbers. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to reach 400. And like I said, let's just keep stacking these numbers up. 4, 5, 6. One day we'll be seeing 1,000. And that'd be fucking awesome, guys. So thank you guys for all the support. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Around the Loop. You know, be on the lookout for another episode shortly next week. We'll have a better guest on here, except myself. Solo dolo on this thing. Man on the Moon. Kid Cudi. There we go. So thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Around the Loop.